You're listening to a podcast from Trinity Church Buxton. For more information, please visit our website at trinitybuxton.org.uk.
The reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, page 1162. And now, brothers, we want you to know about the grace that God has given the Macedonian churches. Out of the most severe trial, their overflowing joy in their extreme poverty welled up in rich generosity. For I testify that they gave as much as they were able, and even beyond their ability. Entirely on their own, they urgently pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service to the saints. And they did not do as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord, and then to us, in keeping with God's will. So we urge Titus, since he had earlier made a beginning, to bring also to completion this act of grace on your part. But just as you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in your love for us, see that you also excel in the grace of giving. I am not commanding you, but I want to test the sincerity of your love by comparing it with the earnestness of others. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich.
Now, I'm going to need the young people to help me this morning to collect all the things that are around the church. But I want to begin by asking, who has had some presents already that you can tell me about? Sorry, I should say that you can tell me about. Somebody there, yes. Have you had a present? No? Yes. Trump's still going. John. What have you had? His Lego. Well, Lego's far more exciting these days, isn't it? It used to be just boring old blocks in the old days. Yeah. What have you had?
A T-shirt.
Thank you. Any adults want to show? Have you had a gift? Any gifts yet? Ah, thank you. Yes. Any at the back? What have you had? Have you had a... Can you... Yeah.
Our school has given a book.
Ah, a book. Thank you. A book. Thank you. Well, there's more to come, isn't there? But here's the challenge this morning. I wondered about doing this, but I'm going to say this. Actually, remain faithful to what the scriptures say. Would you consider giving up your presents, your gifts? Would you consider away? Fascinating, isn't it? Actually, most of the things we'll receive at Christmas, we don't really need. Would we consider giving them away? I want us to look at the verse that we have read at the end of the reading. Look at this. Don't worry, I'm going to talk about the context a bit later, because the context is the Corinthian church giving and excelling in giving. Look at verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for you he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich. Let's think about Jesus was rich. I'm sorry if you're right at the back. You might not be able to see this, but if you listen carefully, you'll hear. All right? Jesus was rich. I need some volunteers, young people, just to go and find the orange cards that are around the church, all right? So you may be sat near an orange card. Okay, off you go. Thank you. There's one there. There's one there. Find an orange card, not a pink one. An orange one, I just want to stress that, an orange one, all right, not a blue one, not a pink one, all right, not a yellow, an orange, that would do, that's orange. Orange, yellow, go for it, good, look, thank you, well done, all right, good, Sorry. Is that orange or yellow? Yeah, it's orange. Good. There you are. Well done, Joel. Any more? Yes. Good, good, good. That's all right. Don't worry about blue tack. We'll redecorate next year. Okay. Let's think about how Jesus was rich. Jesus was rich in possessions. Have you thought about that? Jesus made the world. The whole universe was his. Can't get kind of richer in possessions than that. He was rich in glory. In glory and greatness. There he was, from all eternity, the Son of God, with all the glory of heaven. The greatness that was his. He was rich in power. He made everything. Everything could serve him. Rich in power. He was rich in righteousness. I was trying to think of how I might explain that. Rich in righteousness. Rich in perfect purity. That everything was right about him. He was rich in love. That's worth thinking about, isn't it, this Christmas, that the Son of God was loved by the Father perfectly. He loved the Father perfectly. They loved the Spirit. The Spirit loved them. He was rich in love, perfect love. The one true God is a God who is a God of relationship from all eternity. And rich in immortality, immortal life. Rich in life. There was no death in God. Jesus was rich in all these ways. Could have gone on and on. Okay? I need your help again. I will get the colour right this time. All right? I would like light blue. The light blue cards. Thank you. Can we have somebody else who maybe hasn't gone? All right? Somebody else? Unless we need you again. Thank you. There's one there. Good, go for it. There's one over here. There's a light blue one over here. Good. Joel, well done. Well done. Thank you. Good. Ah, it's a light blue one there. I think there's two more to go. Well done. Well done. How many have I got? Got one more. Oh, the blue tack. Thank you so much, Joel. That's right. Let's recycle that. Save money. Right. Jesus was rich. Look at this. That though he was rich, yet for your sakes, he became poor. For your sakes. For my sake. Jesus became poor. He became poor. He said, yes, I will become poor, even though he was rich in all these ways and many more. God himself. But he made himself nothing. Born as a little child. Didn't stop being God, fully divine, but he made himself nothing, we're told in Philippians. Taking on human flesh. He was rich in all that glory and greatness. One point in his ministry said, the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And when we think about it, he had all the glory and greatness of heaven, and yet he came and was rejected and betrayed. And spat on. And beaten. He had all that power. Everything in heaven could bow down before him. and serve him, but he came. He came to serve. Here's an extraordinary one. It's all extraordinary. There he was, perfect in righteousness, rich in righteousness, perfect purity, godliness, holiness. He was holy. He became sin. That extraordinary verse in 2 Corinthians, early 2 Corinthians, God made him who had no sin to be sin. So that when he went to the cross, he took your sin and my sin upon himself. He became poor. There he was, with rich in love. And on the cross, when he dies, he's forsaken by his father, abandoned by his father. He became poor. And there he was, rich in immortality. And then in his humanity, he died. And he did it. For our sakes. Jesus was rich. He became poor for our sakes. Let's go on. I'd like our young people, if they could help me. I would like pink now, and it really is pink. How are we doing? Somebody new? There must be a pink one nearby. Well done. Leave the blue tack. We'll sort that out later. We're redecorating next year. Good. Thank you. Well done. I think there are two more. I've got five of these. Well done. Is there another one? Another pink one. Oh, yeah, I can see a pink one from here. There's one over there. Good. Let's just think about how we are poor in sin. Thank you, young man. Look at this verse again. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich. It's worth pointing out that there's something in this kind of implied before that to these Corinthians, that they are poor before they become rich, just as we are. I'm just going to run through these. We are guilty sinners. We do wrong. We're poor in sin. We're alienated from God. Enemies of God. We're slaves to sin. Before we turn to Christ, all we can do is sin. We cannot please God in any way. We are objects of wrath. Well, that's something difficult to introduce on Christmas Day, but that's what the Bible says in our sin. That is his just wrath, his just anger for our sin. And we're heading for hell. We're heading to hell. But here's the glory, isn't it? The wonder that when we turn to Christ, remember who he is and what he's done, we become rich in Christ. Look at that last line, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich. Last ones. Cream-coloured cards, please, our young helpers. Okay, cream-coloured cards, buff, cream. A few more. Thank you, well done. Good. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well done. One more, two more. Oh, look, Princess Lydia's coming. Thank you. Well done. Yes. So we become rich in Christ. When we put our trust in Christ, turn from our sin, receive him as we should, as Savior and Lord, we're forgiven, we're right with God, we're justified, we're declared righteous, we're right with God. We're reconciled, no longer alienated, but reconciled, no longer enemies of God, but friends of God. No longer slaves to sin, but free. This is the only place of true freedom, is in Christ, because we begin to become the people we should be, loving and serving Christ. No longer objects of wrath, his just wrath, but in Christ we're adopted. We come into his family. We have this second birth, as we've just sung. We become his children. And wonderfully, we're heading not for hell, but for heaven. Look at the verse again. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you, through his poverty, might become rich. Can I say to somebody here this morning who maybe hasn't truly received Christ as Saviour and Lord, you've kept him at arm's length, why not this morning receive him as Saviour and Lord, as he truly is? And you know your poverty, look how you can become rich, truly rich in Christ. Paul writes to the Corinthians, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. These Corinthians know that. And this whole verse comes in the context of giving. Giving. And he says just before this, but since you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in the love we have kindled in you, see that you also excel in this grace of giving. Excel in giving. Excel in giving. For we know, those of us who know actually that Jesus was rich, he became poor, we were poor, we become rich in Christ. Therefore, excel in giving. Shall we pray? Let's pray. Father, thank you for the joy of Christmas. Thank you for the opportunity to see friends again and for families to gather. Thank you for the joy of giving. Thank you that you give us much more than we need. We are overwhelmed in many ways by your general grace to us. We have far, far more than we need. But thank you, nevertheless, that we can give at Christmas. But thank you that that reflects only in a tiny way the giving of your Son, who, though he was rich, yet for our sake became poor. We thank you for his willingness to take human flesh, to be born as a baby, to grow up, to be rejected, to be despised, to be beaten, to be spat on, to go to the cross, to take our sin upon himself. We thank you that because of that, we can become rich rich in the forgiveness of our sins, rich in eternal life, rich in adoption into his family, rich in that we're no longer heading for hell but heading for heaven. We thank you and praise you, King Jesus. And please help us to excel in giving ourselves for him and for others. And we ask it in his name. Amen.